Top stories today. The federal government's corporate tax cut plan is being questioned in the wake of the Super Saturday by-elections. The opposition retained all its seats. The ALP campaigned strongly against the coalition's plan to extend corporate tax cuts to big business, prompting some in the coalition to question whether the policy should be dumped or changed. The Queensland coroner will today deliver his findings into the death of Iranian asylum seeker Hamid Karzai. The 24-year-old died in Brisbane's Mater Hospital in August of 2014, 13 days after presenting to the Manus Island Clinic with a fever and a leg infection. The coroner there this morning, Terry Ryan, has started that delivering that finding, and he says the death of Hamid Karzai was preventable and there were significant flaws in his care. The death toll from a 6.4 magnitude earthquake on the popular Indonesian tourist island of Lombok stands at 14. The Department of Foreign Affairs says at this stage no Australians are known to have been killed by the quake. More than 160 people are injured and thousands of homes have been damaged. And Welsh cyclist Geraint Thomas has won his first Tour de France title, securing Team Sky's sixth title in 7 years at the Grand Tour event. The 32-year-old defended his lead of 1 minute and 51 seconds over second-placed Tom Dumoulin, with four-time champion Chris Froome coming in third.